Hello,
it's Corey
and Connor,
and this is
Obsessed.
June. I was about to say June gloom, but it's been so goddamn hot in LA.
It was 111 degrees in the valley last week.
That is no joke. That is no joke. My mom was in town.
I couldn't stop Snapchatting.
Yeah, I know. My mom was in town, and we had all these ideas to go to the beach. No, we stayed inside, and we went and saw Finding Dory because that shit was too hot to be outside.
I had to tell you.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you. I went and saw Finding Dory. I made the huge mistake of going on opening night. Ooh. And I have a PSA out there to parents.
Please give it to us.
I went with my friend Lauren, and we were like, texting, like, let's find something fun to do tonight. Oh, let's go see Finding Dory. Like, it's opening night, but we're going to go to a 9:45 movie.
Right.
We got there probably like 15 minutes early. There were no two seats together.
Fuck, no. No.
There were children everywhere.
Boy,
also, people were like saving like four seats at a time.
Yeah, because it's a children's movie. There were probably a bunch of teenagers there.
So we were like, screw this. We went and like exchanged our tickets for like the 10:10 movie, which we went and got two seats together, but still filled up. With, like, small children. I'm sorry.
No.
Your child needs to be in bed, or at least in the house at that time. No child should be out. Nothing good happens to a child after 9 p.m.
That's the truth. That's a PSA right there.
I know I'm not a parent, and I can't preach about this, but I just had to get that out there.
Cute movie. Too many people. See, my mom and I, we went and saw it, like, at 11 a.m. We got slushies. It was great.
Ooh.
I know. It was so hot. But anyways, I digress. June. What? Like.
Went by so fast.
It has gone by so fast.
Well, we started off. Oh my goodness.
We started out on a high. On such a high, you guys.
Little Mermaid concert.
We told Hollywood you guys we were going Hollywood Bowl because Connor has the mojo with winning tickets.
Yeah, I won these box seats, four of them.
It was an $1,000 box seat. We looked it up. $1,000. We could not have been more bougie.
$250 a ticket, yeah.
That's insane.
We had like a waiter that was like, you could order like wine from.
And we did. We ordered stupidly expensive Prosecco, but it was delicious.
It was very good.
Everybody was great. I will say, Sarah Bareilles, she was okay.
She was okay. I mean, she's so cute.
She is so cute, but
yeah.
Titus murdered it.
Killed it.
The little boy who came out as Flounder, who's like, if you guys have watched the little video of the three boys singing the song from Hamilton, he was in it. He was so cute.
Rebel Wilson was a great surprise.
She was
great.
I know, because I'm not a fan, but I'm not a fan. And
she's a little overexposed.
Right. She's too overexposed. But she was brilliant. John Stamos, he was okay.
I mean, why that was necessary?
No, I know.
I'm sorry, but the worst of the worst was Darren Criss.
Oh my God. Take several seats, Darren Criss. Take several.
We all know you were on Glee, whatever. So was I.
Thank you.
But he
tried to turn all his songs legitimately into pop songs with a guitar.
Well, he was qualifying everything that he was doing. He brought us. He was like, okay, so this song is like from the Broadway show, but like this is like the pop version of it. Just like basically being like, I couldn't actually sing this song well enough.
No.
The best, though, was Norm Lewis, who I did see on Broadway when I saw The Little Mermaid when I was a freshman in college in New York.
He's on Scandal, guys, if you're not a Broadway person. Who's he on Scandal? What's his name?
I don't remember. He's Olivia's, like, first boyfriend, but he was, like, back on this season.
Yeah, he was so good on it this season.
And he was amazing. I also saw Titus when I saw the show,
His
too.
Voice blew. No, Titus's was great, but Norm Lewis's.
I mean, he's
blew
like,
my
I think he
mind.
Maybe played Javert in the latest Les Mis revival. He's got like that kind of voice.
I just got chills thinking of that.
Yeah.
So good. So that was like really.
The fireworks were amazing. And, like, oh. Just like being, so they played the movie while they did the concert. And like, it was just like, I hadn't watched the movie in so long.
Me neither.
During the intermission, they played the preview for the Beauty and the Beast movie. People
chills
were losing their minds. Hilarious. There were some definite Disney freaks there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I appreciate my childhood.
Yeah, but no adult should be coming in public, dressed as the Little Mermaid. Like, no. Bye.
There was. I was talking about the other night how they had a costume contest and the littlest girl behind us was robbed. She was a little, this little tiny Asian child, and she was dressed up as Ursula. She had like 8 tentacles.
Her she pace, wore full white makeup.
Full purple makeup.
Like purple, like.
And then, yeah. And then like a little like gray wig on.
It was insane. It was she was hilarious. Amazing.
Ugh, so that was so fun.
Yeah. That, so that like really made us feel like bougie, like on top of it. And then. The big thing for me this month is that Jack, my boyfriend, and Justin, my roommate, they're gone being a hella fancy in Atlanta shooting a TV show. Mm-hmm. And I, for the first time in my life, am living alone. Yeah. Like, literally the first time.
What have you, how is it?
It's been a lot of highs and lows. Like, there's definitely been like, oh, I'm so sad. But then there's also been like, okay, I'm going to let you guys in on a dark single Corey behavior. Naked, sitting on my couch, eating chips and salsa, watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Wow. It's freeing.
Beverly Hills, like old reruns?
Okay, it was, no, New York. I'm sorry, New York. Ooh, which is so good too. Other obsession.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the walking around naked thing has really been, I'm on top of that. It's great.
Good for you.
But yeah, I mean, I've definitely been grosser than I thought I would be. I'm a lot messier than I thought I would be. I get like that with my roommates.
But I just clean it up before she gets home.
Right, exactly. Nobody needs to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disgusting, eh?
So,
That was June.
That was June. And now we're just chilling, drinking wine. Mm-hmm. We never record this at nighttime. So it's like we're having wine.
We're enjoying Area 51. It's a winery in Santa Barbara a tasting room I visited in Santa Barbara with my mom. It's an alien themed tasting room. So this is called Close Encounter is the name of the wine.
Oh, it makes me love it even more.
It's so it was like the down and dirtiest one. My mom loved it. They were like, they were technically closed when we went and they like let it. The guy was like, all right, you guys can just come in for a drink. My mom was like, thanks.
Oh, your mom.
And they were like, she was like playing Billy Joel, which like she was melted her heart. It. Yeah. She like learned his name and everything. His name is Chad.
Oh, Chad. Thank you, Chad. Thank you for that, Chad. Area 51, Chad. Yeah. Close Encounter.
So we've got a lot of obsessions to get to.
Whoa. Too many.
Let's get going. Baby, you got lucky because you're rocking with the best, and I'm greedy because I'm so greedy because I'm so. I ain't talking money, I'm just physically obsessed, and I'm greedy because I'm so greedy because I'm so greedy. You know that I'm greedy for love. You know that I'm greedy for love because I'm so greedy. So really, like, our obsessions came to, like, a head yesterday, June 26th.
June 26th is the ultimate obsession day. I mean, wow. Every pop culture thing came for us yesterday.
So yesterday was the Game of Thrones finale. And I'm just going to say right now, if you are a watcher, if you are going to watch, spoilers ahead.
Oh, so many spoilers are coming for you right now. First off, by far the best episode of Game of Thrones ever.
I'm saying ever.
The music alone in the first 20 minutes.
And last week's was incredible.
Incredible.
Have you seen Leslie Jones watching it with Seth Meyers?
Please add that to an obsession. You guys need to watch it.
I hope they do it again this week.
I'm praying. I thought the same thing. Leslie Jones did a sketch with Seth Meyers of just them watching.
And like her reaction.
The second to last episode of Game of Thrones. And it was everything I was thinking.
Yeah, brilliant.
Everything. It was so good. But yeah, last night's episode, I'm going to give it to you hot right now. Turn it off if you haven't. We've got little baby kings killing themselves. We've got Cersei blowing up
like
towns.
I didn't think blowing shit up was possible.
I didn't. What was the green goo? It was like,
apparently they had referenced it many times throughout. Like, they always knew this was going to happen.
Oh, my
God. And they had dropped clues about it for like seasons before that, like, the Mad King.
I had kept no idea what was going on there.
It's called Wildfire, I think, or something. Oh. And he had kept that under, like,
I feel like I remember this now.
A bunch of it
underneath
the castle. And they also used it when they had that big sea battle where Tyrion was like.
Yes.
That's how they beat them, was that fire shit.
Wow.
So it wasn't totally like not plausible. You know what I mean? Like, it actually was well thought out.
Right. My favorite character of the freaking episode, I think, had to be that little baby queen. Like, coming up being like, she was literally like, don't play. You over there, you fucked up. We still helped you. You over there, you fucked up. You need to come together. This little, like, 8-year-old girl. Gosh, what a good freaking guest star role she got.
Seriously.
Are you kidding me?
Little JonBenet Ramsey.
Hello. And she was like, yeah, Jon Snow, you are my king for life. And I was like, yes, bitch, yes. But can we really quickly talk about how freaking creepy Littlefinger is? Ew.
Oh, my God. I know. I mean, I knew he was going to hit on her.
Do you think she's going to go with him eventually? I think she's going to.
Some shit's going to go down between her and John because there's something weird there. Like,
because she's going to be jealous. She's going to be like, excuse me, you're king because I saved your ass.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. My favorite moment, I would guess the moment I, like, didn't see coming was Arya, like, pulling that mask off. That's when I was screaming, yes, queen, yes. Yes.
The list is back. Also, she's coming back with a vengeance. By the
way, yes, queen, yes can also now be shortened to YQY.
Oh, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She learned it from one of her past guests. She listens to Hannah, my friend who visited this past weekend. Very faithful listener of the show.
Oh, thank you, Hannah. Shout out.
YQY.
YQY, okay. YQY.
It's not really any shorter because it's still the same amount of syllables.
Right.
But...
Oh my gosh. Oh, we are a disgusting culture.
Yes.
So
at the end, Daenerys, like, in the boat, like,
it was just so much. I mean, if you don't watch Game of Thrones, I'm sorry for this section because you have no clue what's going on, but what are you doing with your life? Because it's the best show ever. Chills, full body chills. So then Game of Thrones ends and you're like, wow, my life is forever changed.
But, like, what's gonna happen? While we were sleeping, the world was watching Game of Thrones.
Yes.
The other half of the world was watching the BET Awards.
And I'm gonna say it right now, BET Awards this year, best award show all year.
Yeah.
Best award show all year. It came for us so hard. Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar, opened the show with Freedom. I have watched it 3 times in a row immediately. Just watched it 3 times in a row.
I had to text Koi because she was texting me about Game of Thrones and I was like, drop everything you're doing. Yes, you're right. But, like, you need to Google Beyonce BET Awards immediately.
I immediately texted him back and I said, I don't care the price. I don't care how. I don't care who we have to murder. We are going to see Beyonce in September. I have to see this
tour. I'm looking
tour.
Into seeing if they take, like, my soul as currency.
I mean, I will give it. I will sell it so fast. Because
she'll give me my soul back.
She will give it so back. She is dancing in the water. The dancers are amazing. Kendrick Lamar starts rapping. She starts dancing behind him in exact movement of him. Brilliant. Brilliant. And then you're like, wow, what could even come close to topping that? Jesse Williams, who we've talked about on the podcast before, the most beautiful person in the world. I don't think there's any. Yeah, Grey's Anatomy plays Jackson. I'm obsessed with him. Connor's obsessed with him. He comes on and gives this speech that is life. Never heard somebody talk so beautifully.
Eloquent,
like, just so giving the people of, like, yeah, people need to come out. They need to start rallying behind everyone. Black Lives Matter. Do not fucking vote for Trump. Like, so many things. I was just like, I was screaming in my house. I was like, what is happening to the world right now?
A lot of shit.
And wow. I mean, and then to top it all off, apparently Taylor Swift is dating some movie star.
Tom Hiddleston. Girl.
I know.
Girl, bye.
I know. And then Kanye West's music video released yesterday too?
No, it was a few days ago. It was on Saturday.
He's got a crazy music video too, guys.
He's trying to come for her.
I know. He's still trying to come for Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift's like,
bye-bye.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing else I could talk about in June besides Sunday, June 26th.
It's just everything happened.
Is the day of reckoning, I feel like. I really do.
I mean, I don't know what July can do to top it.
It's going to give us literal fireworks, but...
That's about it.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that. So June is over. It's over in like almost.
But we have to do it early because
I'm going out of town. I'm so excited. I'm going to visit Jack in Atlanta and see the big show that he's working on. And then for me, July is then just coming back knocking out 2 weeks of work and then going to Arkansas for one of my best friend Rosie's weddings, bachelorette style. By the way, the bachelorette theme, I don't even know if I've told you this. It's going to be on a lake. We're doing like all floaties and like all that stuff. We got a party barge and the theme of it is called Okay Ladies, Let's All Get in Flotation. Shirts have been made. We all have to come. Lemonade style clothing is like not optional. So yeah, that's what's happening. And then the wedding, and I'm just ready to bougie it up in Little Rock. Oh, by the way, that's our obsession word of the month. Khloe Kardashian.
Which I technically actually think it's from a Mad TV character from years and years ago.
Okay, but come on now. Khloe, also chokers were from the 90s, but Kourtney Kardashian brought those things right on back.
They own us, man.
They own us. The Kardashians do.
Unfortunate.
Whatever, no shame.
I'm not really doing anything in July. I'm going to live at your house, basically.
He is. He really is having to live at my house in July.
I'm going to see Grease in the cemetery.
To somebody who has no idea, like, what the reference to that is...
I'm sure I've talked about it before when you, like, there you go to Cinespia and they play movies in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. It's, like, super fun. But their 4th of July one this year is Grease. There's going to be fireworks.
Grease has, like, had a straight-up comeback this year. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm jealous I won't get to do that. And then, I mean, yeah, I guess we'll just live our lives in July.
We're celebrating our 5-year anniversary, both of us, this month.
Yes, it's... June.
I moved here 5 years ago, yeah, tomorrow.
I moved here 5 years ago, like, a week ago.
And we didn't cross paths until, like, a year and a half after
I know, which is so crazy. But, like, isn't it meant to be that we moved here the same month 5 years ago, guys?
We just, like, we're both in the same place, but we just kept missing each other.
I know. Oh, my gosh. We're like a meet cute, like in a romantic comedy. I love it. I'll never forget the day, guys. I'll just end it on this note when Connor and I first met. And then we met again, like, a month later. And then we met again, like, a month later. And I always, like, had a crush on him and wanted to be friends. And I told Jack... The last night before a workshop that we were in, I looked at Jack and I was like, Jack, I'm going to ask for Connor's number. I'm going to do it. And several years later, BFF status, guys. BFF status.
Drinking wine.
Drinking wine. About to eat some pizza.
Yeah.
Living it up.
Bye.
Bye. Happy July. So keep dancing.